Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Newmark Property REIT NPR FY23 results presentation. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, you'll need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Chris Langford, Managing Director. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. My name is Chris Langford, as you just heard, the Managing Director of Newmark REIT Management. Welcome to the Newmark Property REIT's FY23 results presentation. Newmark Property REIT owns properties in numerous states around Australia, and I'd like to commence today's presentation by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the lands on which our business, our investments operate, and recognize their ongoing connection to land, waters, and community. We pay our respects to First Nation elders, past, present, and emerging. To start today, you'll hear briefly from myself with a review of the financial year just complete, after which our fund manager, Ed Cruickshank, will take us through the REIT's performance in a bit more detail, as well as providing an update on our key strategic areas of focus and our outlook for the FY24 year. I'd like to start with the FY23 highlights on page five of the presentation deck and reiterate the key objective of NPR, which is outlined on the right-hand side of the slide, and that is to provide investors with exposure to a portfolio of high-quality real estate, with a strong focus on the underlying land and the security of long leases to Australia's best retailers. From this, we can deliver predictable and reliable distributions to investors. Despite the ongoing market volatility, which continues to impact the REIT sector, we maintain our high conviction in the quality and the value of NPR's underlying assets and the long-term fundamentals of the large format retail industry. We believe that investors should take confidence from the quality of this portfolio of properties and the reliable income stream with built-in income growth. The key highlights for the trust during the FY23 financial year included operating earnings of 14 million dollars, which equates to 0.078 per unit. The trust delivered on its FY23 distribution guidance. We also achieved increase in hedging on our borrowings to 175 million dollars. At property level, we saw like-for-like property income growth of 3.4% for the year, with occupancy increased to 100% and the WALE sitting at a healthy 6.2 years. We also had the acquisition and settlement of the Underwood property in December 2022, which will see the completion and reopening of the new Officeworks store in early November this year. Since the end of financial year, we've also seen the completion and final settlement of the Preston property, which is a welcome milestone, and Ed will take us through that in further detail shortly. I'll now pass over to Ed Cruickshank.
Thank you, Chris, and good morning, all. Page seven of the presentation provides a summary of NPR's key metrics for the financial year as at 30 June 2023. NPR recorded underlying FFO of 14 million, which equates to 0.078 per unit. Distributions to investors was 0.09 per unit, with 0.05 being distributed in the first half of FY23, in line with our IPO PDS guidance, and 0.04 per unit in the second half, in line with NPR's underlying operating earnings. As previously announced to the market in June, 100% of the portfolio was valued, with the result being a net fair value decrease of 16.9 million as a result of the softening in the portfolio cap rate of 37 basis points, which was partly offset by income growth. Following investment property valuations, NPR has a total investment property value of 541.8 million, a weighted average cap rate of 5.11%, and NTA of 1.85 dollar. The portfolio continues to maintain a strong and secure WALE of 6.2 years, with occupancy increasing to 100% and 73% of the portfolio leased to Wesfarmers-owned tenants, and also achieving like-for-like income growth of 3.4%. Gearing stands at 36.6% at 30 June, and we have total hedge protection in place of $175 million. On page 8, we've provided an update on our key strategic areas of focus. Maintaining the defensive features and income security for investors is a key area for NPR. NPR continues to maintain its strong defensive features with its best-in-class tenancy mix and a strong and secure WALE with built-in income growth. As noted, the like-for-like income growth at 3.4% was the result of NPR's lease structures being a combination of fixed and CPI index growth. From a geographic diversification perspective, the acquisition of Underwood was completed in December 2022, with the acquisition providing greater diversification exposure to a strong and diversified national tenancy mix, with strong underlying income growth and South East Queensland, which continues to demonstrate strong fundamental growth. The reinstatement of Officeworks continues to progress well with an anticipated opening date of early November 2023. From a portfolio management perspective, we are very focused on driving incremental income growth where we can. And during the period, it was pleasing to see the occupancy increase to 100% upon entering into a lease at a Maroochydore property and achieving a 15% increase in the previous passing rent. Additionally, during the year, we entered into agreement with Bunnings at our Warragul property to fund capital works at $2.6 million, which also includes the addition of solar. The capital works will be rentalised at 6.25%, further adding income growth. Although a relative minor level of capital works, we continue to explore other value-added opportunities that will provide further income growth. From a broader portfolio optimisation perspective, we commenced the marketing of our Chadstone property and the sale process continues, and we are also considering the possible divestment of a further property following recent approaches. We continue to maintain a disciplined approach in relation to our divestment strategy and are confident in our ability to extract fair value for investors. From a capital management perspective, our focus is on maintaining a prudent and efficient capital structure that delivers predictable and reliable income returns to investors in an environment that continues to be volatile. During the year, we commenced our on-market security buyback, and as of 30 June 2023, we have acquired 3.8 million securities, which is approximately 70% of our target. The buyback was extended to December 2023 and is currently on hold. As mentioned during the year, NPR increased its hedged borrowings by a further $75 million to bring the total interest hedge cover to $175 million. That will see our hedge cover at approximately 65% post-settlement of Preston and Underwood. At the portfolio level, the portfolio continues to perform strongly with 100% occupancy and a secure tenancy mix. The key update at the portfolio level is that our Bunnings property settled yesterday on the 8th of August, and I'll go into the Preston property in a bit more detail in a moment. So as we present today, NPR consists of 9 properties with a total portfolio value of $595.4 million, occupancy of 100% and a WALE of 6.2 years. Underpinned by some of the best retailers in the country. At the tenancy level, there has not been any significant changes in NPR's top 5 tenants, which compose 83% of income, with West Farmers accounting for 73% of income, and the remainder of the top 5 being JB Hi-Fi Group, Petstock, ENS and Freedom. We continue to value this high-quality tenancy mix, and this goes to the core of NPR's security of income. And as you can see from the lease expiry chart, there are no material expiries coming up in the next couple of years, with the first major expiry being at Bunnings Launceston. And we've commenced discussions with Bunnings regarding a lease extension on this property. On slide 11, from a future income growth perspective, the property income continues to grow strongly, with the portfolio experiencing like-for-like income growth of 3.4%. And we continue to see strong underlying growth across the portfolio. A couple of standout performers being Warragul, which continues to perform very strongly with Kmart sales well above the percentage rent thresholds, and our understanding that Bunnings also continues to trade very strongly at that store. On page 12, we've provided further information regarding our investment property valuations that were as at 30 June 2023, which we announced back in June. We had 6 properties independently valued at 30 June, representing 65% of the portfolio by value, with the remainder being subject to internal valuations. Across the portfolio, we saw the portfolio cap rate soften by 37 basis points from 4.74% to 5.11%. I think the key here to call out is that despite the softening in the portfolio cap rate and overall values, Again, we see the benefits of NPR's portfolio and lease structures with built-in income growth offsetting cap rate softening. On that note, on page 13, we've provided a summary of the portfolio cap rate and NTA over the last couple of years. And the key message to take out of this slide is that given the long WALE, strong tenancy base and income growth that is built into the leases, the underlying income growth that will continue to be recognised will support NPR's NTA and intrinsic value for shareholders going forward. In relation to our Preston property, Bunnings Preston formally opened on the 28th of June 2023 and settlement occurred yesterday on the 8th of August. As previously announced, Bunnings Preston is a true flagship store for Bunnings and one of the largest in the country at nearly 19,000 square metres of lettable area. The property is situated on a prime metro land holding of 2 hectares and has a 12-year lease. Whilst we were disappointed with the delivery of the property being delayed as a result of COVID supply chain issues, now that the property is open for business and is settled, it really adds to the quality of NPR's portfolio. And for those that read the AFR article on the 28th of June, and if I quote, Australia's newest Bunnings store in Preston must be as close as you can get to hardware heaven. Bunnings don't report sales, but we understand it has commenced trading strongly, and we do expect it to be one of the best performing stores in the country. Also pleasingly, the property saw the introduction of several sustainability measures, being water harvesting tank supplying potable water, a solar panel system lowering operational costs, HVAC tempered air system, and a thermally efficient enclosed building. On page 15, we've provided an update on the LFR industry, which underpins our conviction in the strength and future growth of the industry. Vacancy rates are at historic lows of 3.5%, and we continue to see increased diversity in complementary uses increasingly on offer. Additionally, Australia is forecast to have one of the highest net migration targets over the next few years, and this high population growth will continue to drive demand for large format retail uses. And we expect to see this in future market rental growth. Additionally, given the high barriers to entry with the current high costs of land and building, stringent planning conditions, we expect to see demand strengthen for existing large format retail sites. And the potential growth of alternative uses, such as industrial and last mile logistics, will continue to suppress the availability and supply of good quality large format retail sites. On slide 17, we've provided an overview of our FY23 financial results. We have seen net property income growth 22% as a result of Chadstone and Melton contributing for a full 12-month period, in addition to the like-for-like income growth of 3.4%. We've also seen a similar increase in the property expenses. The total fair value of loss of $21.5 million predominantly relates to the investment property revaluations of 16.9, in addition to stamp duty and other transaction costs that were incurred on Underwood and Preston. Finance costs have increased significantly as a result of the higher interest rate environment in which we operate and an increase in borrowing as compared to FY22. Once we back out fair value movements and other one-off adjustments, NPR achieved an underlying operating earnings of $14 million, a 6% increase on FY22. From a balance sheet perspective, NPR had total assets at 30 June of $555.9 million, with investment properties representing $541.8 million. Total liabilities were $226.1 million, resulting in net assets of $329 and an NTA of $1.85. From a capital management perspective, NPR has a total facility limit of $275 million, of which we have drawn $207 million as at 30 June, with gearing sitting at 36.6%. We are in compliance with all banking covenants, and post the settlement of Preston Underwood, gearing will increase to 45% approximately. And as noted, we are continuing to explore various strategies to reduce gearing. From a hedge cover perspective, NPR has total interest hedge cover in place of $175 million. And as of today, this represents approximately 65% of borrowings post-Preston. We'll continue to review our hedge position throughout FY24. And on page 20, we've provided further information regarding our hedge maturity profile. So as noted, we had $100 million of interest hedges in place as at 30 June, and as announced back in February of this year, NPR had entered into a two-year interest rate swap for $75 million, which commenced in early July 2023. So as noted, post-settlement at Underwood, our hedge cover will be approximately 65%. And the forecasting hedging profile that is noted there also assumes no changes to existing hedge instruments throughout the year. On page 22, we've provided an update to our outlook. Our distribution and FFO guidance for FY24 is 7.6 cents per unit, which is slightly below what we delivered in FY23 as a result of the higher anticipated cost of debt. Our focus remains on managing the current environment, driving income growth where we can, and ultimately continuing to deliver predictable and reliable income to investors. As part of this, we see educating investors on the intrinsic value of NPR as a priority, as is also executing our asset recycling strategy to reduce gearing. The fundamentals of the LFR industry remain strong, and they are underpinned by the current health of the industry, the high barriers to entry, and the sustainable long-term growth drivers. From a longer-term perspective, it's important to note that NPR has an aligned and motivated manager in Newmark with a co-investment stake of approximately 18%, and we strongly believe NPR has a unique value proposition in the market. I'll now hand over to Chris Langford, who will provide a recap of today's presentation.
Thank you, Ed. Well, as you've heard, NPR has delivered its underlying earnings of $14 million and delivered on distribution guidance for FY23. FY24 guidance is broadly in line with stabilised earnings for the year just completed. With high quality assets, exceptional tenant covenants and fixed rental growth, NPR offers investors a quality portfolio of assets with a strong and reliable income profile. That concludes the presentation today. We'd like to thank investors for the support and thank you to the participants who've joined in today's presentation. We now invite questions. If you'd like to participate, please click on the numbers, I think, was a star and a one on your keypad, and we will endeavour to go through the questions individually. I ask you to please outline your question in turn and state your name and company to introduce yourself prior to asking the question. Thank you.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you'd like to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. In the interest of time, we ask that you please limit your questions to two per person. If you'd like to ask further questions, you may rejoin the queue by pressing one again. Your first question today comes from Murray Collinan from Moelis Australia. Please go ahead.
Morning, Ed. Morning, Chris. Was just wondering whether you could give us a bit of an update around the Chadstone sale campaign, given that we're about 10 weeks in. And then also just with regards to your comments around the sale of a second asset, have you selected a second asset that you're targeting for sale? And I guess if so, how are you thinking about which characteristics you'd like to let go of, or you'd like to market for sale at this stage?
Thanks, Murray. I'll pass it over to Ed.
Yeah, thank you, Murray, and good morning. So the Chadstone process kicked off early in June. We had really good interest in the property. At this stage, as noted, the process does continue, and we are just focused on, trying to extract fair value for investors. In relation to the other property, off the back of the Chadstone process, we did have some other approaches. We're just working through that at the moment. But there's not much further to provide as an update on that at this stage.
Gotcha. And then regarding the buyback, just given your comments around where gearing gets to in the next few months, I was wondering how you're thinking about the buyback at this stage, given that you're about 70% into target. Do you think it's still appropriate to keep that on in the coming months?
Yes, look, as we noted, it's currently on hold, Murray. We're obviously very focused on maintaining a pretty prudent balance sheet. So Until we, execute the asset recycling strategy, we're not planning to be, as active as what we have been.
That's clear. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Gordon Shanwell from Amanda PL. Please go ahead.
Good morning to the gentleman there. I'm actually a passive investor, and I bought in on the basis that perhaps dividends might be increasing, but the reality is that dividends are actually going backwards because we started about a couple of years ago at 10 cents for the whole year, and now we're down to 7.6 estimated for the next financial year, or this financial year now. Can you offer me a clear explanation as to why it's dropped? Thank you.
Sure, Gordon. Thank you for your question. I think the 10 cents per unit forecast was back in mid-2021 in a much lower interest rate environment. I think that the all-in cost of debt was 2% at that time. Obviously, the base rates have increased significantly over the last couple of years since then. And it's just a function of the REIT's balance sheet with the debt there that if we have been impacted by the higher interest rate environment.
Thank you. And does that mean that you will make a serious attempt at reducing the debt that you hold at this stage?
Yes, Gordon, as noted, we are very, very focused, and that's part of the asset recycling strategy is to pay down or reduce gearing with any asset sales.
Thank you. Thank you for your answer.
Thank you. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. As there are no further questions at this time, I'll now hand back to Mr. Langford for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you again for your participation. Thank you for those questions. We have a number of meetings and presentations that will continue to some of the people on this call. I know we'll be in contact, so we look forward to the further engagement. And thank you again for participating today. That concludes the presentation. Thank you for the meeting.